Greetings, and welcome to Episode 9. This is Dr. Essie McCoy, your podcast host of Dr. Essie Speaks Education. I am an award-winning educator, motivational speaker, 5-time Amazon bestselling author, radio show host, magazine contributor, and coach. In addition, I am the president, CEO, founder of my own educational consulting company, Dr. Essie Speaks, LLC. I assist you in elevating your leadership skills so that you can turn your challenges into opportunities, failures into successes, ensure that responsibilities are fulfilled, and enhance your capacity to lead. Today's topic is an educator's well-being. As we all know, the challenges we are currently facing, COVID-19, and the unrest in our country have caused us to operate under different circumstances. It has caused us to think differently about how we will educate our students and how we will proceed in the future. One thing for certain is that educators must prepare mentally and emotionally for how they will take care of themselves while they are working diligently to educate students. We cannot take care of anyone else until we first take care of ourselves. We will have to deal with our own issues related to the challenges we face, whether it is recovering from COVID-19, taking care of loved ones who are recovering, child care issues while preparing to return to work, dealing with unemployment issues related to job closure of a spouse, our own internal feelings about social injustice, dealing with financial issues, and a myriad of other issues. Again, this is while working to educate students who are also dealing with some of the same issues related to all of our challenges. Student issues such as parents recovering, hunger, perception issues, some possibly homeless, and many other life-altering issues that will impact their social and emotional well-being. Not only are the mental issues a factor, but the physical and the psychological factors are major components as well. Never have we seen or dealt with this magnitude of issues all at once, all of which is challenging in so many ways, and we know learning is going to be definitely disrupted. We are having very different experiences, educators and students. While I could focus on students today, I will share some strategies to assist educators so that we can adequately take care of ourselves. The old saying, do as I say, not as I do, must be applied here. We must take care of ourselves so that we will be prepared and ready for students, no matter what form of schooling may occur. Whether you're doing distance learning, a hybrid schedule, a full schedule, or a combination. Once again, we must make the time to attend to our mental, emotional, physical, and even our psychological well-being. Take time to listen to others and share your own experiences. As a school community, we must be ready to create a new normal and set new expectations. I'm going to take a quick commercial break, and when I come back, I will continue my discussion about strategies that educators can adopt to take care of themselves. Remember to check out my website at www.dressiespeaks.com. I'll be right back.
Hey, this is Sydney Trailer-Lanay, and I'm so excited to share with you my international podcast, Perfect Timing, that will be broadcast on Mondays at 2 p.m. through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and so much more. We will have outstanding guests that will talk about their passions, goals, and dreams. Make sure you tune in and have a seat at the table where we will create a voice for us every Monday at 2 p.m. This is Sydney Collins of Perfect Timing.
Greetings. This is Dr. Essie McCoy, your podcast host of Dr. Essie Speaks Education. I am elated to bring you a weekly show where I discuss everything about education. That's right. What you want to know, what you don't know, and what you need to know will be aired each Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Get ready, mark your calendars, and tune in to this show as we keep the pulse on education from an award-winning educator. Remember once again to tune in every Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Welcome back to Dr. Essie Speaks Education, your podcast host, Dr. Essie McCoy. As I continue my sharing, I will share some tips for educators as they deal with their own issues and focus on preparing themselves once again for a new normal in the field of education. Again, and I've said this so many times, we must take care of ourselves emotionally, mentally, psychologically, and physically. Our well-being must be a priority before we can even start the journey of taking care of others. I recently read some literature from the Department of Education, as well as other sources, where they share the following information and strategies. And I can tell you from experience, I've used some of these strategies when I served as a school administrator. Tip one, the need for social emotional connection is more important now than ever. Educators must find ways to connect to each other in ways that we have not done before. When one educator has a problem and shares, that has a positive impact on other educators. They learn new strategies and techniques that they can apply to their own lives. Tip two, always show compassion and empathy. What we do in education is hard work, but under these circumstances, it is even harder. Be kind to your colleagues, to your students, to family members, and to others you encounter. Reestablish your close-knit communities to ensure that you are taking care of each other. I recall when I worked at the elementary level, we did circle time with our kids. Well, now we need to do circle time with each other, the adults in the building, in order to make sure that we tap into all the resources and share all the strategies on a daily basis and continue that human connection. Tip three, be optimistic no matter what. Share the things that you are grateful for, even during the midst of this crisis. Research shows that it will boost our immune system by boosting the happy hormones. Also, it gives us an opportunity to get our minds off the challenges we face. Schools can even create a happy blog or some form of sharing happy events, happy moments, or happy times. Tip four. This is the time in history when we must work collectively with community agencies, our human resource department, task force members, governmental agencies, mental health facilities, and other organizations and groups that can help educators get their needs met while educating students. Tip five, adults will need the support so they are able to effectively work with students and address their ever-changing complexities. Educators' needs should be identified so that schools and districts can work to put strategies in place to provide comprehensive support. I can tell you this is already being done in some places that I've had the opportunity to work in. Tip six, the United States Department of Education and each individual state department are working to provide support for staff, and it should consist of input from staff members based on what their needs truly are and not what they are perceived to be. Tip seven, a lot of districts rely on what we call SEL competencies. They are self-awareness, self-management, social awareness, relationship awareness, and responsible decision making that provides a comprehensive scope. I do ask that you please visit the Collaborative for Academic, Social, and Emotional Learning web pages. It has so many wonderful resources for caregivers, educators, and leaders during this time, and I know that it will make a difference. I don't have enough time to share all of the resources, but please make sure that you do check it out. Tip eight, we also have to be mindful of our own mindset as it relates to these issues that we are facing. Our society and our perceptions of others during this time can be critical. The Collaborative for Academic, Social, and Emotional Learning has a new initiative which connects the SEL community, those items I discussed before with the experts to address how SEL can be the most helpful during our current circumstances. The Greater Good Science Center also studies the psychology, sociology, and neuroscience of well-being and teaches skills that foster a thriving, resilient, and compassionate society. Please make sure you visit their website as well. And the last website or the resources that I will mention is Teaching Tolerance. Their mission is to help teachers and schools educate children and youth to be active participants in a diverse society. That organization's website contains comprehensive resources for anti-bias working during this time. I recall using this resource when I was a school principal, and at the time we were actually featured in the Teaching Tolerance magazine for promoting unity in the school community, even before we had issues of social unrest or COVID-19. Tip 9, employees can tap into the employee assistance program within their own school district to seek additional assistance as needed. If you're unsure, always contact your human resources department. And last but not least, tip 10, if you believe that the stress and the pressure of coping during this time is too great, seek counseling and always keep your administrators involved in what is going on so that they can better understand and serve you. We are all in this together. Once again, there are so many resources that you can tap into, but we have to support each other and share during these times. Remember, self-care and team care will be critical. I do want to mention one other resource, and it has a lot of wonderful information. So please check out the CDC guidance for managing stress and anxiety, and it gives great tips for supporting adults during a crisis. No matter what approach you take in taking care of yourself, you must focus on you, and you must rely on each other. As an individual educator, we already know how strong we are. But as a body of educators, we are even stronger. Your well-being matters. Take care of you. And always remember that education is hard work, H-A-R-D, but it is also heart work, H-E-A-R-T. Thanks for listening, and remember to visit my website at www.dressespeaks.com, where you can find all the links to my podcast and all my social media platforms. Join me each Sunday at 5:30 p.m. for Dr. Essie Speaks Education. Until then, be safe, be blessed, and make a positive difference in the lives of others. Greetings. This is Dr. Essie McCoy, your podcast host of Dr. Essie Speaks Education. I am elated to bring you a weekly show where I discuss everything about education. That's right. What you want to know, what you don't know, and what you need to know will be aired each Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Get ready, mark your calendars, and tune in to this show as we keep the pulse on education from an award-winning educator. Remember, once again, to tune in every Sunday at 5:30 p.m.